The month of November is to be dedicated to protecting and promoting life. The Holy Father has announced that his special prayer intention is that those dedicated to medical research and all those engaged in legislative activity may always have deep respect for human life from its beginning to its natural conclusion. Susie Hodges spoke to Father Frank Pavone, director of Priests of Life, who warns that the number of global abortions has hit one in every five pregnancies, with first world countries such as the United States and the United Kingdom topping the list.
The first thing we need to make clear about abortion is it's not a matter of freedom of choice for these women. It's a matter of people who feel they have no freedom and no choice. And when everyone around them is saying your only choice is abortion and pushing them in that direction precisely because, hey, this is a legal option, we find then that the numbers skyrocket every place where it's made available. And the very legality of abortion increases the numbers. In every country where it's legalized, you see this phenomenon because people are generally unwilling to break the law. And the abortion advocates like to say that if we make it illegal, women are going to do everything they need to do. They'll crawl over broken glass in order to get the abortions. That does not prove to be true. With the statistics showing how common it is, one of the only explanations is simply this, that while most people believe it's wrong, they believe it's a private wrong. Yes, I'm pro-life. I would never have an abortion. But if somebody else has one, that's none of my business. One of the things we work to do through the church and through the pro-life movement is to help people understand it is their business. Just like helping the poor, the drug addicted, those dying of AIDS, those in war-torn parts of the world, it is our business to help the unborn and their parents because ours is the business of love.